Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the drive at 5. 30 minutes of non-stop talk with Rich Zeoli.
Merrick Garland winds up telling some really, really interesting things today and saying some interesting things today. But Tom Massey, Congressman Tom Massey, may have just completely shut down Jack Smith's power altogether. What do we mean by that? Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. 855-839-1210. This is 30 minutes of nonstop talk brought to you by my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We'll be back live there on Friday, June 21st with a special guest. Our buddy Jimmy Fail is coming down. Thanks to David Gelman, Gelman Law, who you've heard on the show a number of times. Fela challenged us. He said, all right, Zeoli Army, if you can get 100 people to come to my comedy show in Red Bank, I'll come to Cape May and hang out with you. And David Gelman bought 100 tickets, which we're going to give out to families of law enforcement. We're going to give them to our friends at the Families Behind the Badge Children Foundation so that they can give them out to cops and firefighters and first responders and their families. That's our plan. That's how we're going to do it. And so at the next live event at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey on June 21st, you're going to get 2-for-1 with me and Fela. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So please come out and join us for that. Mark your calendar, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Also, just one more programming note, and that is that on Tuesday, June 25th, it is our very next Politics and Pints, or Talk Radio 1210 WPHG Politics and Pints. After the smash success of Dom Giordano hosting Rand Paul, I will be hosting Jack Carr, the man, the myth, the legend, the author of the new book, Red Sky Morning, the international bestseller, Navy SEAL sniper, and overall all-around great guy. That's going to be on Tuesday, June 25th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College. Get your tickets today by going to 1210wphg.com. This will sell out. They always do. 1210wphg.com. Jack Carr, and me, politics and pints. It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, so this is a couple things I wanted to mention since I was off yesterday. The whole idea about going after Trump for what they went after him for in court, this whole notion, I want to play for you. This is a flashback to the Hillary Clinton campaign getting fined $8,000 for lying about payments it made for the Steele dossier. All right. So the campaign wrongly classified the payments as legal advice. Now, the whole Steele dossier, which was the Russian P dossier and the whole thing was a fugazi. It was all made up. But again, our government used it to perpetuate the narrative that Donald Trump is a Russian plant, a Russian agent. This all started when James Clapper and John Brennan, two people who really should be in prison for lying to Congress, amongst other things. I mean, John Brennan is a CIA director, broke into a Senate skiff, secure room, where they were doing the bipartisan investigation into the enhanced interrogation / torture stuff. So that guy is a creep, but of course he hates Trump, so he's on MSNBC all the time and makes all those big network, you know, the big bucks from being on MSNBC. What they did was they briefed Barack Obama on the dossier, and then by doing so, then they leaked it to the press, and the press ran with it, because why would you brief the president of the United States if you didn't think there was something to this? They knew there was nothing to this. They knew the Steele dossier was pure fiction made up by the Hillary Clinton campaign. But they leaked it to the media that they briefed Obama, and Obama knew it was BS too, but they wanted it out there because, well, we briefed the president on this. This is a potential threat to America. Whole thing was a lie. How Hillary Clinton has not been charged with lying to the American people, trying to influence an election by telling them lies about Donald Trump being a Russian agent. I mean, who knows? It's, again, the double standard of justice. Trump doesn't want you to know about Stormy Daniels. Therefore, that's election interference in 2016. Hillary Clinton lies and tell everybody he's a Russian plant, a Russian operative. He's Putin's puppet. And here's this dossier to prove it. It's a fugazi. Nothing happens to her. Nothing happens to her. In addition to nothing happening to her about her emails and James Comey and the FBI letting that go, voters in 2016 were made to believe that Donald Trump could be compromised by Russia because of the Steele dossier. And the campaign classified the payments as legal advice because they didn't want people to know that they were behind it. See, that's the rub here. If you remember, there was this talking point that originally this opposition research started with John McCain's campaign in the primary of 2015. And then it was kicked over to Hillary Clinton's campaign. But you notice how that story went away very, very quickly? Because the minute that Obama and his stooges in government wound up giving it credibility by having the briefing to let the president know with the CIA and the NSA and all the other three-letter, four-letter agencies in the room that this could be a real thing, and then the media ran with it, and then they published the Steele dossier, if you remember, they gave it life. They gave it credibility. And nobody in Obama's administration came out and said, wait, whoa, 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 time out. This is paid campaign opposition research. We don't have any way of knowing if this is true. In fact, it's probably not. We can't independently verify any of this. Nope, they let everybody believe it. The Steele dossier was the ultimate campaign trick ever played. It was great. It was great politics. Think about it. You wind up, typically when you do opposition research on your opponent, you find something that's there. This was not there. They didn't find this in the course of opposition research. They made it up. They made it up and wrote this Steele dossier under the guise of it being opposition research, but it wasn't. Listen, I've been in politics for a very, very long time. When you do op research on people, you actually find things that are real. None of this was real. You know that. I mean, none of this was real. Everything that Christopher Steele alleged in that dossier was all BS. There's a difference between opposition research that finds out, like, oh, wow, you know, this guy had an affair, or this guy didn't pay his taxes, or this guy had a vote on this. Or you just make something up completely, which is what the Steele dossier did. Just made it up. So her campaign wound up getting fined. The question that I think we're all wondering is, why is that okay? How come she's allowed to lie to the American people and make people believe that Donald Trump was compromised by Russia, put this dossier out there? Our government, of the United States of America breathes life into this thing and puts it out there. How come we're not arguing that voters were not duped in 2016? Maybe Trump would have won by higher margins in 2016 if there weren't some people who believed he was a Russian agent. And then also, don't forget, led to the Mueller report, which was a gigantic waste of time and taxpayers' money. And they found nothing on Donald Trump in that entire report. Nothing. To say that he was compromised by the Russians. Well, they found that Paul Manafort was an unregistered foreign agent. They found that some of the other people in Trump world had made money overseas and not declare themselves as registered foreign agents. But they never find anything that linked Donald Trump to Russia. The argument was that, well, if he was able to build his Moscow hotel, he'll do Putin's bidding. And America will watch as the first Russian Manchurian candidate goes into the White House. If you ever watched that dumb movie they made about James Comey, and the guy from Dumb and Dumber played Comey. I forget his name. What's his name? Jeff Daniels played Comey in that. And the whole movie was about this idea that Trump was Russian. He was a Russian agent. And only James Comey could stop him. Only Comey could stop him. But Trump fired him because he knew that Comey would have the goods on him. So they painted Comey as a hero. Comey was a martyr. He had already gotten Hillary Clinton off the hook once by saying no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges. And now he's going to get Hillary Clinton off a second time by making it seem like the Steele dossier was credible when it never was. This is from Fox News Business. This is a flashback, cut 17.
Welcome back. So is it accountability? The Federal Election Commission is now fining Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee over the way it paid a firm to produce the notorious Steele dossier. The Clinton campaign has been fined $8,000 and the DNC slapped with a $105,000 penalty after a 2016 letter revealed that they violated campaign finance rules. The FEC says both parties failed to properly report payments for opposition research and the production of the dossier, instead labeling the payments legal services. Former President Trump now asking, where do I get my reputation back? Dagan McDowell, I mean, $8,000 fine, really. This is obviously not much in terms of accountability after 4 years of debate in this country, fights, division because of the Steele dossier and the Russia collusion lie.
It's a joke. $8,000 from the Clinton campaign when the Clinton and her cronies and the DNC paid $1 million for the Steele dossier combined. Well, for the to Perkins Coie, the law firm behind all of this. And they actually had the audacity to say that the money had gone toward legal advice and services. So this is a whole lot of nothing. And let's just, and as you're pointing out, this was a dossier full of lies that the FBI used to spy on a member of the Trump campaign leading up to the election.
Two members of the Trump campaign, actually, Carter Page and George Papadopoulos. They used this as the impetus to spy on the Trump campaign, the Christopher Steele dossier, which ultimately then led to them spying on Trump. So this dossier, this Fugazi dossier that was prepared here, was created here, was written here, was not Oppo research because they didn't unearth anything. It was all fake. But why is there no crime with her trying to cover up the payments for the dossier? Why is that not an issue? Why is Hillary Clinton not charged with trying to mislead voters in the 2016 election? The argument that Alvin Bragg is using here in this case is that by not telling people that Stormy Daniels made an allegation that Donald Trump slept with her, Trump misled the voters. Therefore, the payments around that constitute an election violation. Because without that, you can't have it on the federal level. It doesn't pass the statute of limitations test. Okay, so then explain to me then how it is that Hillary Clinton is able to mislead the voters into believing that Trump could be Russian, could be a Russian asset, hide and misdirect the payments so that it looks legit, that it doesn't look like this was created by her campaign, gets slapped with an $8,000 FEC violation, which, remember, in Trump's case, the FEC came out and said, there's no crime here when it came to Stormy Daniels and those payments. He didn't have to list it as a campaign expense. The FDA, the FEC passed on it, but the FEC did fine Hillary Clinton. So my point is that there's an acknowledgement then by the Federal Election Commission that those payments to the law firm were a way for her to hide the fact that this was a paid document created, a myth, to lie to the American people and push the narrative that Trump is compromised by the Russians. And that's okay. That's okay to do. You're allowed to do that in the United States of America. It's just, it really is remarkable. And then speaking of the Clintons, you have the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos. And he goes on to talk about how, and this came up today with this guy Colangelo during the hearing with Merrick Garland. This guy Colangelo, who's at the Department of Justice, and then he goes and he's the lead prosecutor in the case against Donald Trump. Remember, if you are a lawyer at DOJ, you usually leave that and go into private practice and make a lot of money. This guy leaves the Department of Justice and goes to a lesser jurisdiction, which is Manhattan, the city of New York, but Manhattan in particular. No, he doesn't go in and cash out at a law firm, and he does not go to become the attorney general somewhere of a state or run for office. No. He's the lead prosecutor in a municipal case, because that's what this is, a municipal case against Donald Trump. Colangelo was the number two guy at the Department of Justice. Donald Trump's lawyer, Will Scharf, tries to point out that the district attorney is politically motivated. The unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, will have none of it on his Sunday show. He won't have any of it. He won't stand for that in his unbiased program. Cut 16.
And of course, the attorney general in Manhattan has nothing to do with the Department of Justice. Finally, what do you expect from the sentencing process?
I vehemently disagree that the district attorney in New York was not politically motivated here, and I vehemently disagree that President Biden and his political allies aren't up to their necks in this prosecution. I think the fact
there's that no Biden evidence of that, sir. There's no. I'm not going to let you continue to say that. There's just zero evidence of that.
Well, how about the fact that Matthew Colangelo was standing over Alvin Bragg's shoulder when he announced this verdict? I mean, Colangelo was the number three official in the Biden Department of Justice who suddenly disappears and shows up as an assistant district attorney right as Trump's case in New York starts to proceed.
After you want to talk about political
You want to talk about political coordination?
This has nothing
George,
to do.
Right
this has nothing to do. No, it's not. This has nothing to do with President Biden. Do you want to answer the question about the sentencing process or not?
I completely disagree that this has nothing to do with President Biden. With respect to sentencing, as I said before, we're going to vigorously challenge this case on appeal. I don't think President Trump is going to end up being subject to any sentence whatsoever. And we look forward to getting this case into the next court and taking this again all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, if necessary, to vindicate President Trump's rights.
Thanks for your time this morning.
Appreciate it, George.
Good for you, the unbiased journalist, for not allowing that allegation to be made on his unbiased program. Good for him. What a hack this guy is, right? I mean, Stephanopoulos, who obviously was Clinton's communication director, along with James Carville back in the 90s. George Stephanopoulos, who pretends to be the unbiased journalist, who's nothing more than a Democrat mouthpiece, he sounds exactly like Merrick Garland. There's no proof. We had nothing to do with it. Blah, 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 blah. There's no evidence of that. You're telling me if the roles were reversed here and somebody from Trump's Department of Justice went to go prosecute a Democrat, they wouldn't be screaming that Donald Trump is weaponizing his DOJ and Donald Trump is turning the Department of Justice into his own personal police force and all the things we were told Trump was going to do. All the things we were told. Remember that. We were told from day one that Trump would be prosecuting his political enemies, and we were told you never prosecute your political enemies, and he would use the Department of Justice as his own personal cudgel, and he would go after and he would punish his enemies. He would use the Attorney General of the United States of America as his own personal prosecutor. So you're telling me that if the number two guy at DOJ went to go prosecute a Democrat who wanted to run against Trump, that the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos would sit there and say, sir, I am not going to let you continue to say that. That's just outrageous, sir, and I won't tolerate that on my program. How dare you, sir? You cannot prosecute the United States of America, gentlemen. And then, you know, or I will not let you badmouth the United States of America, just to quote Animal House accurately. It's a joke. I think Matt Gaetz also asked Merrick Garland about that today, if I'm not mistaken, Matt, in that longer version of the clip, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, he did.
Okay, let's hear a little bit of that, shall we?
Give me one second while
take your time. While we're doing that, this is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com.
Thank you for buying me some time. Here we go.
Hey, it's the least I can do. You know why?
What's that?
Because you're polling as high as fungus.
Thank you. That's very kind of you to say.
It's the least I can do.
That the Department of Justice is communicating with these state and local prosecutions against Trump. You can clear it all up for us right now. Will the Department of Justice provide to the committee all documents, all correspondence between the department and Alvin Bragg's office and Fannie Willis's office and Letitia James's office?
The offices you're referring to are independent offices of state.
I get that. State. The question is whether or not you will provide all of your documents and correspondence. That's the question. I don't need a history lesson.
Well, I'm going to say again, we do not control those offices. They make their own decisions.
The question is whether you communicate with them, not whether you control them. Do you communicate with them, and will you provide those communications?
You make a request. We'll refer it to our Office of Legislative
Affairs. But see, here's the thing.
They
you come in here and you lodge this attack that it's a conspiracy theory that there is coordinated lawfare against Trump. And then when we say, fine, just give us the documents, give us the correspondence, and then if it's a conspiracy theory, that will be evident. But when you say, well, we'll take your request, and then we'll sort of work it through the DOJ's accommodation process, then you're actually advancing the very dangerous conspiracy theory that you're concerned about. Now, you were a judge, once nominated the highest court in our country. When you were a judge, I'm just curious, did you ever make political donations to partisan candidates?
No.
No, and you didn't because that would create the potential appearance of impropriety.
I didn't because there's a federal rule barring federal judges from making contributions.
Right, but under that same theory of attacks on the judicial process, like, shouldn't someone be owed, like, a jury of their peers and a judge that's non-biased rather than getting a judge from your political opponent's donor file?
I'm well aware that you're not asking a hypothetical. You're asking me to comment on a verdict, jury verdict in another jurisdiction which has to be respected. I won't comment on it. That case is still ongoing. The defendant
Mr. Attorney General, I hadn't asked you about the verdict yet. We were getting there. I was talking about the judge. And so let me ask you this question about your time as a judge. Was there ever a time when you were a judge when you had a family member who was personally profiting off of the notoriety of a case that was before your court?
Look, I'm going to say again, it's very clear you're asking me to comment on a case in another jurisdiction.
Hold on, Mr. Attorney General. Did you ever have a family member profit off of the notoriety of any case that you sat over?
Say again, you're asking
yes or no?
You're asking me to comment on a case currently.
Now, let's stop it right here for a second. Because remember, the judge's daughter in the New York case is making buku bucks off of this. She's a fundraiser. And she's raising money for her Democrat clients, and she takes a VIG. That's what fundraisers do. They take a little VIG, you know? Little nice. I got to wet my beak. So I raise money, and I use Donald Trump in this trial to help raise money for my, and then I get a little VIG. So the judge in the New York case, Juan Merchan, that's what Matt Gaetz is talking about here. So Merrick Garland, you were a judge. Remember, Merrick Garland still butthurt to this day that he never got his confirmation hearing for the U.S. Supreme Court. But wait, you were a judge. Did you ever profit off of or have a family member profit off one of the cases? Yes or no? Simple question. Again, you're asking me to talk about a hypothetical. You're asking me to talk about a hypothetical. No, it's not a hypothetical. It literally happened. You're asking me to talk about a case in another district, another. Dude, you're the Attorney General of the United States of America. Do you think it's okay for a judge's family member to be making money off a trial? Yes or no? All right, keep going.
Or connecting the dots, Mr. Attorney General. I'm just asking you as to a general principle, but you are aware that Judge Mershon's daughter was profiting off of this prosecution. You are aware that that creates the appearance of impropriety. You know the very reason there's a federal rule against judges giving donations is because it is the very attack on the judicial process that we're concerned about.
I'm sorry, I don't agree with anything you just said, but I'm not going to comment on it.
Okay, so you won't comment on it, Mr. Attorney General, but you had no problem dispatching Matthew Colangelo. Who's Matthew Colangelo?
That is false. I did not dispatch Matthew Colangelo.
Colangelo became the Assistant Attorney General at the very beginning of the Biden administration. Without having been Senate confirmed, goes and gets this senior role at the DOJ, and then after, I believe it's Gupta replaces Colangelo, Colangelo makes this remarkable downstream career journey from the U.S. Department of Justice in Washington, D.C., and then pops up in Alvin Bragg's office to go get Trump. And you're saying that's just a career choice that was made that has nothing to do with the lawfare coordinated
by the
government.
I'm saying it's false. I did not dispatch Mr. Colangelo anywhere.
Well, do you know how he ended up there?
I assume he spoke, he applied for a job there and got the job.
But see, you know what?
I had nothing to do with it.
Well, you might not have had anything to do with it, but we've got this contemporaneous evidence in Mr. Pomerantz's book. So Pomerantz writes this book, which I'm sure you're aware of, where he says, we put together the legal eagles to get Trump. We got all these folks together and we assembled them for that purpose. And so when we on the Judiciary Committee think about attacks on the judicial process, our concern is that the facts and the law aren't being followed. A target is acquired here, Trump, and then you assemble the legal talent from DOJ, Mr. Pomerantz, and you bring everybody in to get him. And meanwhile, the judge is making money on it. The judge's family's making money on it for stuff that you yourself wouldn't do. You know, no one's going to buy this. No one's going to believe it. It's going to create great disruption. And I am saddened by it because, like you, I have given my life to the law. I care deeply about the law. And I think that the lawfare we've seen against President Trump will do great damage well beyond our time in public service. I see my time's expired.
Good job for Matt Gaetz on that. But remember, the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, would not even allow the conversation to be brought up. He would not even allow Trump's attorney to make the point about that guy being the number two at the Department of Justice. And then going to work in a municipal courtroom to be the lead prosecutor against Donald Trump. We're all supposed to pretend like this is not a coordinated effort by the United States government to go after the chief rival to the president of the United States of America. We're all supposed to pretend. It's a coincidence. Number two guy from Justice just happens to be there prosecuting Trump. Come on. I mean, those things happen every day in this country. Duh. Come on. Stop. It's something I said earlier in the show today, in the first hour of the show, which is I'm so tired of people thinking we're that stupid. You know, this government loves to go after people. We live in a police state. Now, the good news is that Tom Massie may have at least helped end Jack Smith's position as special counsel, because he doesn't have the authority to be special counsel. This is something that we've talked about in the past before. Jack Smith does not have the legal authority, and this needs to be challenged to the Supreme Court, to be the special counsel to go after Donald Trump. But come on, we live in the most weaponized political system of our time. We live in a time like right now, literally where the government of the United States is going after political enemies. But here's what Tom Massie said today to Merrick Garland. It's an excellent point, and he's spot on about this. Take a listen.
Was Jack Smith nominated by President Biden or confirmed by the U.S. Senate?
Look, you're asking me about a case. Again, motions filed.
This is a simple question.
No, I'm not.
Jack Smith nominated by President Biden?
No, he was not.
Was he confirmed by the Senate?
No, he was not.
When was the special counsel statute passed?
There is no special counsel statute. There was an independent counsel statute that was expired.
So it expired. So what gives you the authority to appoint a special counsel? You've created an office in the U.S. government that does not exist without authorization from Congress.
There you go. It's true. And it doesn't hold muster. No doubt. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Greg is in the Northeast. Greg, I know you're weighing in on the lemonade stand, and I appreciate that. Because my question is,
Here you go. Now, I have a couple questions. I almost crashed when I heard this. Is this a wet my beak operation, or is this a legit lemonade stand? Or are we going to have Patrick Clare, some of Patrick's goon friends, shaking people down and Reagan collecting the funds? So let me. Or is this a legit fundraiser?
All right.
For new baseball bat or for the church or for something? Is this a Zioli operation?
You know what? If I can answer, unbiased journalist Greg from the Northeast, if I can answer. Patrick and Claire want to do a lemonade stand to raise money for kids with cancer. Now, how good do you feel about yourself now, huh?
I'm all right. We've seen them before where people run scams, but that's a good one.
I still think
Reagan's out there strong arming people though, Rich. I'm not gonna lie. Something tells me she might be out there. How much? A dollar? You better make it two. You know what I mean? The left hand and the right hand are not working together.
I brought this up earlier in the show. Patrick and Claire want to do a lemonade stand on Sunday in Mount Laurel at Laurel Acres to raise money for some kids with cancer. And I was asking, what's the going rate for a lemonade these days? It'll be a donation because you can't technically sell it, but what's the going rate? So, Greg, what's the going rate? And no, this is not a fugazi. This is not a scam. This is not me trying to find a way for them to pay for college.
Right. I'd say it. If you give it to 8 ounce or 10 ounce, a dollar easy. If it's a bigger cup, it's $2.
You cheap bastard! For kids with cancer? Are you kidding me?
No, but
in this economy, you're gonna charge $1 or $2?
I'd give $5. I'm not cheap, but you know people are cheap. Even if it says for cancer or for whatever that great cause is. No, these are cheap people. So you gotta get what you can. I'm $2 on it if it's a 10 ounce cup, right? $2. Hold on.
All right.
$2 for the cause, Kids for Cancer, and about 50 cents for the Zioli. You know, I love Kate May Fund down at the Grand, the Hotel Grand. I got
there's,
it. I
there's it. No, there's no slush fund. I'm not taking a vig. I don't have to wet my beak every time.
No,
this is outrageous.
You're right. It is outrageous, and I apologize for saying, even thinking and bringing it up, that you would be wetting your beak on this. That's not my style. That wasn't what I was into.
And by the way, I'd wet my beak on the markup by getting the lemonade donated and acting like we had to pay for it and deducting that from our costs. I mean, obviously, come on.
That's common. It's better than sending them into the store to steal it because you know they're not going to get tried. It's under $900. They're not going to come get it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
You're right. That's a great point. I should just have the kids go in there and say, take whatever you want, and then I'll meet you
right,
out back.
Steal some bags of chips and sell them, too. That's a nice you can write up that call. That's a cost write-up right there. Oh, my goodness.
So, I like it, Greg. Anyway, excellent. Well done. Thank you, buddy. Thanks. It's always good to hear from you.
See you, Rich. See you, guys. Bye-bye.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour. On the Rich Zioli Show, brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a premier full-service resort and conference center, grandhotelcapemay.com.
I don't know, Matt DeSantis. Those are some serious allegations right there that Greg was throwing at me.
It's a charity.
I mean, it's not the Human Fund. It's a real legit charity.
A legitimate charity.
Yeah, I don't know the name of it offhand, but Bridget does, well, and I'll ask her later.
Now I'm starting to question, how do you not know the name of the charity?
I don't know. My wife, what is it called? I'll find out. Venarian knows. Dr. Mike knows. It's his daughter doing it.
No.
She asked us to help out.
It is very nice.
Now, I know that you're not supposed to technically do this, especially in public and without a liquor license or anything like this, but what if I do, you know, for an extra couple bucks, I might, put a little vodka and just a little nip?
I'll buy some.
Come on, I'm telling you right now, and I've been a dad now for, what, almost 10 years. I mean, Patrick will be 10 in November. So what I've seen is that these parents on the weekends— we're all holding their Stanleys, you know, those hipster cups that all the moms have now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's annoying, these things. Like $50 for a freaking cup. Who buys this? And they have limits in Target. You can only buy four at a time or something.
What?
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Of course it's dumb. And I'll buy the knockoff one they have at Home Goods or Marshalls or whatever it is for $5. You know what I mean? And thank God I married the woman I did, because she refuses to carry a Stanley as a point. She refuses to buy the hipster mom, cool mom bottle.
My girlfriend uses them all the time. She got me one, but I've not touched it.
If you ever bring that in studio, I'm going to throw it out. I'm just telling you, I'm going to throw it out.
I haven't used it even once. I haven't even washed it initially. It's just kind of sitting there.
Good. But, you know, as elitist as you are, I'm surprised you didn't bring it on the plane when you flew first class and showed everybody your Stanley.
No, they provide you with beverages. Why would I bring my own?
But these parents walk around with these things. I'm telling you, there's some mom juice in those cups. There's mom juice in those cups.
Spiked?
100%. You can't deal with the kids all day with the playground and sports and then the pool and think that they're just drinking water in those things.
I mean, it's a good idea, because I see them and I always assume, oh, that's just water they're hydrating.
Yeah.
I never even, mess with the idea that perhaps there's more than just water in those containers.
Exactly.
It's a good idea.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying. All right, listen, NJ Diet's going to help you lose some weight. NJDiet.com is where you want to go. You will lose. You will lose, guaranteed, 20 to 40 plus pounds. Guaranteed. The all-natural way. No shots. These shots, man, there's so many bad stories being written about these shots lately. They've been banned in countries in Europe. And the NJ Diet works faster, and it's all natural, so you don't have the side effects. So you get slimmer for the summer. Think about it. 40 days from now, 4th of July, you're going to be looking, feeling your best. NJ Diet uses your hair and your saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements. To personalize natural solutions to get you to shed that fat quickly. And then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. You're fully monitored the entire time. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations close by in Cherry Hill, King of Prussia, Princeton, and Newark, Delaware. Or NJ Diet is available from home with live online video. Lose the weight naturally. Lose the weight naturally with NJDiet.com and get slimmer for the summer. 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET or NJDiet.com. And that's without any shots. No hormones, no surgery, no nonsense, no prepackaged food. NJDiet.com. Go to NJDiet.com today and lose the weight for good.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Weather sponsored by Robert Half.
65 and partly cloudy overnight. For Wednesday, 82 will be the high. Afternoon thunderstorms are possible. Thursday, expect scattered thunderstorms, especially in the morning. Friday, we'll see a high of 83 and mostly sunny conditions. The weekend's looking cooler with a possibility of rain both days.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals use proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Tired of your old kitchen or bathroom? You need to give my friends at Kitchen Magic a call. They offer no shortage of solutions for any room in your home. With a new vanity and a tub shower conversion, you'll love that new bathroom. Plus, an industry-leading warranty, a 10-year recipient of Lehigh Valley's top workplaces. Right now, they're offering 12 months, no payments, no interest financing, plus 10% off your remodel. Get your free in-home consultation today. KitchenMagic.com. KitchenMagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS has raised the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes in recent years. This hits hard if you're behind on your taxes. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. If you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief. America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, this is Dom Giordano. I've told you over the years about Dr. Benz and all the infrastructure he has there, but one thing that he does that you don't see in too many dental offices, with Dr. Benz, my dentist, whether it's a routine visit or a comprehensive, multifaceted process, he and his team sit down with you, they create a clear plan, explain it step by step. You will see the Benz difference with that. Contact BenzDentalGroup.com or call 610-272-6949.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
I'm Philomena, founder of Ken Apparel here in Philly. I love my natural hair, but not what hoodies and hats were doing to it. So I made my own satin line hoodies and created a business in the process. I've got big dreams, and Chase for Business in Philly was like, all right, how do we get you there?
Get financial guidance from bankers in your community and convenient digital tools all in one place. Learn more at chaseforbusiness.com. Make more of what's yours. Real customers compensated. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ray Dittinger. I had the opportunity to open the new Joe Conklin show. It was sensational. It includes all the impressions, Iverson, Merle, and Mike Barkley. He brought in this whole musical component with a full orchestra. It's really good. His daughter Casey's part of it. His brother's part of it. They can rock it, boy. So you got all the music, plus you got all the comedy. It's a great night.
That's Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra at Wildwood Catholic High School on June 29th and the Ocean City Music Pier on July 13th. For tickets, go to JoeConklin.com.
JoeConklin.com!
It's the Rich Zeoli Show, live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You following this controversy on this basketball player, this WNBA player at all?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
A little bit. I'll be honest. I don't watch that much WNBA basketball, which may come as a shock.
I'm trying to understand why this has become such a big story.
Are you talking about Caitlin Clark?
Yeah.
I've been hearing a lot about it, but what's been going on with her now?
Well, I don't know. Now the left's mad at Stephen A. Smith. They're all angry at him for him commenting on this, because I guess he said that this is turned into a... So Caitlin Clark is white, right?
Yes.
And the player that she got into a thing with is black, and then so...
Yes.
Kennedy Carter, I believe, is her
name.
Yeah,
but Kennedy Carter elbowed her first, right?
I think the story is that Kennedy Carter called Caitlin Clark a bad name. Caitlin Clark kind of elbowed her, and then Kennedy Carter just full-blown shoved her to the ground afterwards. Now, it didn't happen in rapid succession. It happened over the course of a couple of possessions, I believe, but that's ultimately how things unfolded.
The play was ruled a common foul, but later upgraded to a flagrant foul after the game. And then people started screaming that Caitlin Clark had, or what's her name?
Kennedy.
Caitlin, right? Kennedy.
Kennedy Carter, yeah. People
Kennedy
were
Carter.
Saying that the foul was over the top, and it was only done because she just doesn't like Caitlin Clark, basically.
And then they started, race allegations were thrown out and that sort of thing too, right?
Yeah, I think people were suggesting, over the course of the last several weeks, some people have been suggesting, like Jameel Hill, that the only reason Caitlin Clark is popular is because she's a white player in the WNBA, which is ridiculous because there are obviously other white players in the WNBA as well. Caitlin Clark is popular because she's the number one scorer all time in NCAA basketball history, men's or women's, I believe.
Yeah, both.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was quite good.
Well, this is what Stephen A. Smith, he said. He believes players are jealous of Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark. Okay, yeah. So they're jealous of Caitlin Clark following the hard foul in the recent game. And I guess now people are mad at him over this. Cut 36.
And, of course, the attorney general in Manhattan.
That's definitely not.
There are girls, young ladies in the WNBA who are jealous of Caitlin Clark. She is a white girl that has come into the league. She has bursted onto the scene. She hasn't proven herself yet. It's not even about them thinking they're better than her, because they probably know it at this particular juncture, because they've been playing on a level she just arrived to. Where the resentment comes in is the hard work, the commitment, the dedication, you know, the pounding of the pavement, the being on the grind all of these years, trying to uplift this brand that is the WNBA and is women's professional basketball. And all of their efforts were in vain until this girl comes along and takes the league by storm, takes the sport by form in college, and has accomplished in a short period of time what they haven't been able to. One would think that folks would be smart enough to recognize and appreciate that about Caitlin Clark, piggyback off of that to their benefit, and praise her and support her for it while competing on the court against her and trying to take her out. Nobody's saying don't try to take her out when you're playing against her. Nobody's saying not to show her up when you're going up against her. We get that. But in the case of this young lady, Carter, I don't care about her history and all of this other stuff. You do that to a person who is now the face of the WNBA. You know that there's something a little extra to that, okay?
It seems like everybody finds a reason to be outraged about everything today. Clay Travis also believes that the WNBA resents her because she's straight. So she's a straight white woman. And he said that the league is 70% lesbian. He said, Caitlin Clark is a white heterosexual woman in a black lesbian league, and they resent and are jealous of all that attention and the shoe deal that she got. What's the shoe deal that she got?
She signed a contract with Nike for several million dollars, which is unheard of for women's basketball players.
$70 million?
No, several million. Yeah, I think it was like 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was like 10 million.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then Bob Costas weighed in on this, too. And Bob Costas said that there was another foul that was done on Angel Reese, who happens to be black. Alyssa Thomas, who grabbed Angel Reese by the throat, threw her to the floor. It was a flagrant, ejected from the game. And it didn't spark nearly as much conversation. This is his theory as to why. Take a listen.
To your earlier point, there was an incident recently. Alyssa Thomas, who happens to be African-American, grabbed Angel Reese by the throat and threw her to the floor. Mm. Flagrant two, ejected from the game. The reason why that doesn't spark as much conversation isn't just that Caitlin Clark is a bigger star than Alyssa Thomas. It's because it's a black-on-black incident.
Wow.
And you don't have that dynamic that people can comment on, yes, but also exaggerate and make the entire story sometimes.
And also, no
that
one
is
cares.
Really the that is between
no
the lines.
No
one
cared
what's going
about
on
the
here.
WNBA when women of a certain color were beating up and bruising each other because it's been happening since the league's inception.
Mm-hmm. I don't think people care about the WNBA because no one cares about the WNBA.
Yeah, I think that this is just a case. Everyone has Caitlin Clark fever at the moment, so anything that involves Caitlin Clark is going to get an outsized amount of attention, and she just so happened to take a hard foul last night. And now there's all this ridiculous spin.
It's basketball. I mean, to be honest, anybody's going to get hurt. Like, that's just a part of basketball. Anybody's going to get injured. Anybody's going to get hard fouls. So, I mean, just looking at the situation on both sides, Caitlin Clark, yeah, she got hit very hard, and it deserved to get a flagrant foul, just like Angel Reese did. But to be honest, blowing this out of proportion is just making it too political. Like, it's basketball. Somebody's going to get hurt, and then somebody's going to get back up and play again. Let's just keep playing.
Yeah. You think they're purposely trying to feed the outrage machine to get more attention to the WNBA?
Absolutely.
I was wondering that because It definitely helps them, I would imagine. Because otherwise, are we talking about Caitlin Clark and the WNBA right now? Almost certainly not.
And Hannity did it on a show last night. He had Clay Travis and Tommy Lahren on talking about this last night. So that's what I mean. It seems to me, I this is normally one of those stories I file in the I could give a damn category. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't care less, or I could care less, whatever the saying is. But I'm watching all this stuff on social media, and I texted DeSantis today, and I said, do we have to bring this up? Like, is this actually a thing? I know I was off yesterday, but I was focused on Fauci. I wasn't focused on this WNBA stuff. And then as I'm listening to all this, and the only conclusion I can reach here is this is just a cheap way for the WNBA to get more publicity.
It probably is. I saw that three of the four top viewed WNBA games of all time have featured Caitlin Clark. And I don't know when the WNBA season started, but it could not have been more than 4 weeks ago. So how many games could she have actually participated in? She's just popular, and this is an opportunity for the WNBA to gain some attention, I think.
Finally, to be honest. I mean, now we get more people that want to watch the show, watch the games. Like, why are you trying to take people away from watching the game when now everyone's feeling interested in to wanting to watch the game?
And by the way, what makes people want to watch a game more than if they think there's going to be some action?
Drama. Drama's right? Going to sell. That's what it is.
You tell me these women are throwing each other down on the floor and punching each other and elbowing each other. I'm like, sign me. Yes.
I'm going to watch it. Yeah, game comes on Tuesday. Let's just check it in. But yeah, like just taking away from that, now it's like you soften down the game. Like that's the problem. Like you're making it very, very soft.
Well, they're doing that in sports in general, Sean. You know, and Sean, by the way, knows sports because he's. Can you say it on the air? Do you want to say on the air what you're involved with?
Or? We can run it. Yeah. So I actually am a coach for the Junior Sixers camp. So like, if any kids that are actually going to be part of the Junior Sixers camp, you'll be able to see me. I'm not going to tell you all the locations where I would be at, but I am actually a coach, and I'd be helping out training the kids and everything. So I know everything about basketball.
I love it. That's great. And you like this, right? You like this kind of action. Shove people and throw them down on the floor.
It's basketball. Like, basketball is going to be a physical sport. If you don't want to play basketball, then play something else. You know, if you don't want to be in a physical situation where you're going to have to work with a team and y'all got to do things together to succeed and win, then pick up something else. You know, there's other things that you got to pick up. But once you start softening down physical sports, that's when no one doesn't want to take any type of attention to it. And then before you know it, the WNBA is going to go down like it was going on before it was happening like 3 years ago. before Caitlin Clark came in the mix.
It's like when the NFL was flirting dangerously with becoming basically flag football.
Yeah,
for a little while.
It was just so soft. Like, even just trying to get into the mix and try to bring in, like, political drama involved with the sport, it starts to make people turn away from it. Like, now the WNBA should just be appreciative that they have Caitlin Clark in the mix of all of this, because we're only paying attention just because of what's going on right now. To be honest, yeah, none of us didn't even know anything about the WNBA even last year, let's be honest. Like, I don't even know
what it stands for.
Like, I only know who won. It was just the Aces, but I don't even know not more than like three players off that team, to be honest.
Now, but have you, here's the real question though, have you ever heard the national anthem whistled at an Major League Baseball game?
No, I didn't.
Oh, never. And the teams have private jets. I didn't know that, Matt DeSantis. They fly private jets?
They do now. Caitlin Clark. What about? Caitlin Clark was the driving force behind that, apparently. But
really?
Yeah, the teams have private jets now.
Well, look at that. I think the whole thing's an inside job. I think the whole thing's a con. That's what I think.
I sort of agree. I think this is their method of getting us to talk about WNBA basketball.
All right, by the way, we're never talking about WNBA ever again. This is the one and done for the whole year. Done, one and done for the rest of the
year. Wipe our hands off.
You'll get no argument from me.
It's done. I'm seeing this clip of Hannity. I'm like, what the hell? What am I missing here? And now I realize I'm missing absolutely nothing. All right. Have you ever heard the national anthem whistled at a Major League Baseball game? This is a guy, Chris Ullman. He's the international whistling champion. Whistled the national anthem at a Baltimore Orioles game. I got to be honest with you again. This is one of those moments in life where I go, I didn't know I was missing this until I heard it. And I said, what have I been missing my whole life? So this, it turns out. Cut 34.
I could whistle better than this.
Go for it. Try it. Go ahead.
All right. Hold on. I have to wet my lips here.
Okay.
Oh, no. That was bad.
No, you're terrible. Oh, you're a disgrace to whistling.
My lips are too dry. I wasn't ready. If I had been prepared properly, I could whistle just as good as this guy.
That was weak. That was weak.
Yeah,
you should be ashamed of yourself for that.
Get him off of here. Kick him out.
Get him out.
I get myself a B+.
E for effort.
We don't give E's for effort on this show, Sean. You know better than that.
All right, straight F. You failed.
Straight F. You failed.
I thought it was
pathetic.
Okay.
You get a P for pathetic. All right, we got the final hour coming up. I got to get into Fauci because I didn't get to do it yesterday. I have a lot of thoughts for that. Plus, it is official. Hunter Biden's laptop from hell is now Government Exhibit 16 at the trial in Delaware. Yes, Miranda Devine just tweeted that out moments ago. I'm going to give you some thoughts on that as well in our fourth and final hour. What a show today it's been. But listen, you know, I talked about my kids a lot today on the show. Well, Father's Day is right around the corner. I mean, right around the corner. So the question I have for you is, what are you doing for Dad? Here's what you want to do for Dad. You don't want to get him a shirt. You don't want to get him a tie. You don't want to get him a plant-based vegan. You know, you want to go steak, baby. I'm talking Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com. Put in my name, Zeoli, at checkout. You're going to get an additional discount when you shop gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor, endless variety, and endless value. Truly, they have perfected more than steak, and Dad is guaranteed to love every bite. Now, I just got a cooler today delivered, loaded with Omaha Steaks. And I'm really excited for it. I've got bacon-wrapped filet mignons. The burgers are big, juicy steakhouse burgers. Unbelievable. And the hot dogs, which are these gourmet jumbo Franks. Great stuff. You get side dishes, desserts, everything to make Dad's day very special. Because let's face it, We're guys, and we love food, and we love steak. So go to omahasteaks.com right now. But you got to do it now because Father's Day is right around the corner, so you don't want to wait. Do it today. Put in my name, Zeoli, Z-E-O-L-I, at checkout. You're going to save on exclusive packages at Omaha Steaks starting at just $89. $89! And I think that's fantastic. So do it today. OmahaSteaks.com. They make it easy. And all their steaks are aged 28 days. That brings out that real flavor that you just can't get from those low-energy grocery store steaks. And Omaha Steaks also has the absolute best guarantee in the business. Outstanding. All right? Outstanding. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code Zeoli. Now, before I turn into the 6 o'clock hour, I just want to shout out to Newman Price, who said that the Zeoli Show intro should be redone as a whistled version. Well played. We'll be right back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.